And I'm now joined on the phone by Michelle Zana, who's bringing her solo show, A Guide to Modern Heroism and Sidekickery, to Raj House from next Saturday, the 3rd of March. That would be at the Stirling Fringe, 3rd and 4th of March, and then Raj House from the 6th through to the end of the festival at the on the 18th. Michelle, thanks so much for joining me.
I'm happy to.
So tell me a bit about A Guide to Modern Heroism and Sidekickery. Great title. I think it's one that, you know, it taps into, you know, there's a lot of interest in the concept. It's for ages and ages there's been interest in the hero's story and much more recently in those surrounding the hero as well with sidekickery. Tell me about how you came to want to engage with these themes.
Well, I mean, it's because I'm a massive geek, to be honest. Because I've grown up reading comic books and reading these stories and, you know, sort of almost idolizing these heroes, like fighting the big fight and doing that. And when I was writing the show, I was thinking about, well, how do you actually do that? How do you become a hero if you're not a billionaire like Batman, or if you don't have, you know, alien superpowers, or you haven't been bitten by a radioactive spider, and if that does happen, what happens to you? Like in my story, my hero, she becomes a superhero almost accidentally, and then her powers are quite limited because she basically has the ability to make pigeons go away. which is, you know, useful in some very specific circumstances.
Yeah.
But she sets about trying to save the city anyway. And then she kind of encounters problems that she doesn't have a solution to. So it starts quite fun, you know.
Michelle, are you there? Oh, there you are. There you go. We just lost you for a second there. But there we go. I think we're back on track. You were talking about how you transpose, you know, those grand ideas of a hero's journey and responsibilities and achievements into, you know, real world limited realities as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so you're imagining yourself as in a real world context, if you could be given some kind of power.
Yeah, exactly. And the sort of, I'm pretty certain that if I did get a superpower, it would be a pretty ridiculous one.
Yeah.
you know, and trying to work out how to make that work. I think I was talking about how she was fighting silly things, you know, rabid llamas and that. And then she ends up trying to fix a broken friendship and how to, you know, save someone from depression, and it all gets a little bit real, and she's trying to deal with expectations more than supervillains.
I imagine those would be her own expectations as well as others as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And the problems with the Lycra costume as well. It's not realistic.
That's right. Yeah, so yeah. The realities of modern heroism, of course. And so so your background is in theatre and circus as well. So you've engaged with those kinds of art forms where you know there is a physical demand on your body, and that's a tool to express yourself as well. And so superheroes, of course, it all comes together. How have you prepared for the show and developed these ideas into the show as it stands now?
Well, actually, when I was developing the show, because it's my first solo work, I was trying to work out, like, how do I keep doing things? Because I'm going to get bored. I have a short attention span. If I'm just talking, not going to work. Mm. So I was, you know, playing around with ways to physicalize it. It's quite a physical show. There's bits of, I don't want to give it away, you know, interacting with objects in a way you might not expect to create extra characters. And I also use shadow puppets. There's a little bit of audience participation. I'm going to be honest.
I know everyone's scared of even mentioning audience participation, but I think one of the great things about Adelaide Fringe is that fringe audiences I think are ready for that, and I think as an audience we know that like you're not out there to confront us or challenge us like in a dangerous way. You're there to entertain us and, you know, guide us along. Absolutely. Through the journey. So it's part of the picture. So yeah.
And it's very friendly. No one gets shouted at. Good. You know, and everyone gets a cheer. So yeah. That's excellent, right?
Yeah.
It's in terms of preparation, I've actually picked up new skills as well as building on what I've already got. I had to learn how to do a karate kick. Properly.
Oh, fantastic. Good.
Yeah. Look out for that in the show.
Yeah, that's it. That's the selling point. Featuring a karate kick. A proper karate kick. Excellent.
Yeah, a real one.
Yeah. And is this the first time it'll be performed, or has it been performed already?
I've been doing a little bit of a tour. So I did it up in Brisbane at the Wonderland Festival. I'm just finishing up a run in Perth at Fringe World. And then I'm bringing it into Adelaide. But I don't know, I feel like Adelaide is the real test, because I started making little solo works and group stuff in Adelaide, and I'm really excited to bring my first full one and see what you guys think.
Fantastic.
I don't know why Adelaide seems to have a better opinion, but I think
Well, we like to think so, yeah. she's buttering us up before she gets here. It's a good plan. It's a good plan.
Yeah.
And so, like, have you been happy with the audience response so far then?
Yeah. Everyone sort of engages with it, and I've never had an audience member refuse to volunteer, which is encouraging. And, it's a mixture of different things, but everyone seems to go along with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
which is nice. And I get everyone to write a superhero request at the beginning of the show.
Oh,
you know, what they'd like a superhero to do for them. And I'm getting a mixture of things. Mm. I got some very political Barnaby Joyce based ones a couple days ago.
Of course.
I had some younger members of the audience who suggested I turn into the Prime Minister and then go on television and fart, but get away with it because I was the Prime Minister and the superhero.
That's so funny. There are so many layers to that. Oh.
As well, yeah. it's good fun. I love that. That's the best part of the show.
Yeah.
Getting extra bits.
Yeah, and do you find that there's there might be one that you had in your mind as you were developing the show, or it may have emerged after performing it to a few audiences and it's evolved over time, but do you feel like there is an underlying message for audiences, or an underlying feeling with which you want to leave audiences after seeing the show?
Yeah. I mean, I think, for me, at least, it comes down to this idea of sidekickery versus heroism, almost. And the idea that if you have a hero, you put them up on a pedestal and that you expect them to fix everything for you. But actually, we need less of that. And we maybe need some more sidekicks, some people who are working together and fixing this little bit and saying fun catchphrases. You know, sort of, it's the idea of, how are we looking at the world, and how can we make it better?
Yeah. Sharing the individual versus collective responsibility, and we're all part of the same picture and the same hero story, I guess.
Yeah. But with jokes.
But with jokes and a really good karate kick.
Yes, absolutely. Worth the ticket price alone.
Yeah. Definitely. Well, Michelle, thanks so much for your time this morning and for chatting about the show. It sounds fantastic. It sounds like one that a lot of people would be interested in seeing, and also will leave with feelings of, yes, I'm going to be the hero of my own story and help others be the hero of their own as well. So it sounds great, and it kicks off next Saturday at Stirling Fringe on the 3rd and 4th, and then at Rhubarb at Rajopolis Raj House from the 6th to the 18th. I wish you all the best with your run, and I hope it goes swimmingly.
Thank you so much.